Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Ash Wednesday today, and we are so glad that you're journeying with us. Janelle and I, in this Facebook group, are going to be posting every day our reflections upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's thoughts on his Lenten sermons. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, what are you talking about? We're leading a Facebook group. And if you want to join, just go to the description in below. Join us, because every day we're going to be offering these reflections and sharing what stood out to us. So Janelle, if people want to read the whole reflection,
Video, we'll have the link for the readings. But we're just going to pull from one small part of it and just share a little bit about it. And it's not going to be long. So here we go. Okay, so what stood out to me was this line. Remembering that we must speedily leave it. Talking about life. Because really, our life is short. Let us live ever with death before our eyes. And in all the affairs of life, let us take care to act precisely as we should act at the point of death. When it comes to someone's last moments, they don't care about money. They don't care about prestige. They don't care if they like were rulers of kingdoms or, I don't know, in our time, like that they owned a big business or if they had a lot of wealth. What is it that is really crucial and important at the moment of death? And often, like every once in a while, I do think of that. If I was on my deathbed, will I be glad that I prayed the rosary? Will I be glad that I chose not to eat these treats or that I went to weekday mass or that I got to confession, you know? So I find that really helps put things into perspective.
Yeah, if you've done the readings, the very first line is, it is most useful for our salvation to say often to ourselves, I must die one day. Since it's useful for our salvation, I feel blessed. I think
about death all the time.
Almost every day, I do. And it's really helpful in the spiritual life.
Yeah. I don't.
Because it helps you make decisions. Yeah. Like, how am I going to be judged by God regarding this action? So something very useful and a great habit to get into. So in the spiritual reading section, St. Alphonsus says, by mortification, we atone in this life for the pains due to sin. His point is that every sin has temporal punishment that goes along with it. And in this life, we can atone for this. And if we don't atone for this, that in this life, we atone for it in purgatory. So this Lent, we can make reparation for our sin. Every single fasting, every little sacrifice. And it reminds us of what it says in Romans. The sufferings of this time, says St. Paul, are not worth to be compared with the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. That God's glory is just not revealed to us, but it's revealed in us. We become partakers of God's divine nature. And by making satisfaction for the temporary punishment to the sin, we dispose ourselves for that glory to be revealed in us. So what are you offering? What are your sacrifices? Offer them for reparation for sin, yourself and also the world. Anything else?
Just a reminder that we are encouraging people to pray a daily rosary in our Facebook group. I know some of you might find that really hard. Just remember, start slow, begin to grow. Also encouraging fasting from something in terms of food, whether it's starting to eat later during the day. Today, because it's Ash Wednesday, we're only supposed to have one meal and then two smaller meals in the day.
And if you did do the readings, what stood out to you?
Yeah, I would love to know.
We would like to learn from you.
Yeah, because there's just so much, so much goodness in these readings.
So we're done?
Yeah, we're done.
So in closing, guys, if you want to pray the rosary along with us, we have a recording. It's right up there. That's what we're encouraging people to do in the group. Pray the rosary. So that invitation goes to you. We'll see you tomorrow.